Parshas Chukas, the parsha of Paraduma. Loi bechin in Parshas Chukas, the parsha of Paraduma always comes out. Chodesh Tammuz. Rashi brings Paraduma is mechaper on Chet Egel. Chet Egel happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz. We're makdim refu alamaka. We bring the inyan of Paraduma before Chet Egel. But b'emes it's a lot tiefer. Had there not been Chet HaEgel, which happened on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz was the day of Matan Torah. Had they been given the Torah on Yud Zayin Tammuz and not had Shviras Haluchas, they would have went into Eretz Yisrael. There would never be Moves, and there would never be Parah Aduma. So it's all Meshach Shaychi. Now Parshas Chukas talks about Parah, it talks about Mikvah, Tahara, V'zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tehoirim. It talks about Tshuva and fixing things up. The emes is, we're starting now, Chodesh Tammuz. The Svarim explained that every Shevet is connected to a different Chodesh, and there are many Shitas, but one of the staple Shitas where many of them Farshim go, again, the source for this is the Torah, and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh brings already the concept, but a lot of them are Farshim go, that it Pashit starts from Chodesh Nisan, and the Seder HaShvatim is Lefi Seder HaDgolim. Lefi Zeh, Nisan Iyar Sivan is Yehuda, Yisachar Zvulun, which is Torah. Reuven, Shimon God, is Tammuz of Elul. Is the Chadashim of Tshuva. Reuven is the ultimate, and the Degel of Reuven represents the Tshuva. Tammuz is Rosh Tevis. Zman Tshuva, Mimash Mesh Uba. Av is Rosh Tevis. Elul Ba. And Elul is Elul, Abba Rosh. Oichet Rosh Tevis. Anila Doidi V'doidi Li. It's that process of Tshuva, is Meshach Shaychi Yavada, to the Parsha of Paraduma. I saw brought down also Remez. It says in the Pasuk in Eoiv, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, it says, Bris Krusa Karosi Le'enai, Umois Boinen Al Besula. Bris Karosi Le'enai, we know that, again, the different Chadashim HaKenege, the different Eivorim, Tammuz and Av is Eini Eini, Yoyer Domayim, Bechi. Einayim, the two Einayim is Tammuz and Av, and then Elul is Besula. So Bris Karosi Le'enai, if a person does the Tikkun of Tshuva ready in Tammuz and Av, he's Zman Tshuva Mamash B'Shubah, and realizes that El is Ba'ad. And as Boyin and El Basul, he won't have to, he'll already be ready when it comes to El. The Rambam brings down in Hilchis Parah, Paragimel, that there were 9 Paras Adumas that went at Stavu. First was Moshe Rabbeinu. The second one was in Ezra, meaning from Moshe Rabbeinu till Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Hundreds of years, because you have the whole Tkufa of Shiloh and Noivin Givoin and the Mikdash Rishon and Golus Bavel till Ezra, 800 and something years, was all from the first part of Moshe. After that, there was Ezra made the second one. 7 more from Ezra till Churban Abayis. The Rambam says till the Churban Abayis, although there are many Makaris that Paraduma, even for dozens, maybe hundreds of years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was still Paraduma. It's not a din in the Bayis. The Chidah brings down. The Chidah brings down, it's lo yitochen that Arizal didn't have Efer Parah. The Torah of the Arizal, it can't be that he didn't have Tara from Thomas Meis if he was such Dargis and Tara Kapan. The Rambam says, Sheva from Ezra to Churban Abayis. And the Asiris says the Rambam is going to be Ayyidei Melech HaMashiach. And he adds, Meheiru Yigole Omein Keni Hirotzen. State in Rambam. And Hilfus Parah, Chosanta Oistri. Who made these other Parahs? The Memes says the Mishnah in Mesechta Parah, Paragimel, it says, Mi Asom, who made the different Parahs? Harishayna osa Moshe, Hashniya osa Ezra. And then, it's a machlekes tanoim, but Rameir says, V'chomesh mi Ezra v'elech. The Rameir holds it was only 5 more. V'chacham mayrim lo, Sheva, another 7. Mi Asan, Shimon HaTzadik v'yoichin and Kohen Gadol osu shtayim. Shimon HaTzadik and Yoichin and Kohen Gadol, each one made 2 paradumas in the last. It was right away used up by Stais. And then the other 3 were from Elihoini ben Hakoif. I'm not sure if Koif means a monkey or just the letter Kuf. Ben Hakuf. A person could have a name, Kuf. There's a Ben Hehei, there's Rami Bar Yud, there's a Yerushalmi, there's different, maybe Elyonu Ben Akuf, the Chanam Al HaMitzri, Yishmol Ben Piyani. Those were the ones that made the Paraduma. It's interesting, we were Madgish already. Moshe Rabbeinu's Para, the Erster one, lasted for 850 years. Afterwards, from the times of Ezra, Bimamutza, every 40, 50 years, they needed another one, maybe even less when Shimon HaTzadik made, when he made 2. Vaistais, it was Maisa Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu's is La'ad. There's a remes for this also, there's a smach for Rashi. It says in Mesechta Yuma, when they were mafresh the Kohen Gadol, there used to be maza on him, Mikol Efer Parash Hoyasham. Rashi says either there was leftovers from all of them, or no, Rashi says in the second Lashon, Moshe Rabbeinu's, there was leftovers from Moshe Rabbeinu's and from the most recent one. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's lasted so many years, Boifin Nisi, and also Be'etzem was Nimshech even weiter. Now it has to be a parah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Parah, you know, there's an egla and then a parah. It's the same min. When it's younger, when it's 1 year old, the Mishnah says, Mamash the Ersh the Mishnah, Masechta Parah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, egla, Legabi the din of egla, Arufa, egla is Vas Shana, and a parah is Vas Shtayim. Chachamim say, no, egla is Vas Shtayim, a parah is Vas Shalosh, Vas Arba, there's a Shaila, a Zekena is kosher still for Parah Aduma. It's brought down in the Mishnah, the Rambam Paskas as I also, that it's part of a loy egla. You can't use an egla, but even more, ein loykhen egla umagadlanoi. So you can't even buy an egla. The Rambam Paskas as I, you can't even buy it when it's an egla. You have to first buy it and be makdish it when it's a parah. The Ravid argues, he says, no, you can buy it beforehand as long as you're not makdish it. And the Noisa Kelim talk about it. There's a stark raya from the Gemara in Kedushin, the story of Dama ben Asina, that first he was mavata lagabi kibirav, lishana. A year later, when he was mavater on buying the Avnei Cheshin, Avnei Eifai, Lashana Noilad Egla, Noilad Loi, Apara Aduma. But yeah, it's not Noilad Apara. And the Chachamim came right away, they wanted to buy it. There's a Stark Arai that you can buy it when it's still only 1 year old. There's a Nidin though, this din that it's Ma'akiv, that you can't buy it when it's an Egla, is it Ma'akiv, even Lipsul, that if you bought it like that, it's Pusul, there's no way to fix it up even. So it looks like it's a machlokes rishonim. The Menchasrin handles this interesting maisa. Farad nocha Mishnah. The Mishnah says a para schatos meuberes. If the para duma is pregnant with a vlad, so the Mishnah says Rabbi Lezer Oimer para schatos hamuberes ksheira v'chachomim poislin. Why do the chachomim pasul a para aduma that's meuberes? Because she's carrying. She's doing malacha. The Velt asks Rabbi Zoya, a pregnant woman shouldn't be able to walk in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. It's carrying. Yesh pilpul bazed, is a dachron mandel, but it's a machlokes tanoim if the paras chatas muberes is pasul l'kasha. Fragging the noise kalim, the rash, the baltanu, baltanu, everyone stealth. Hare, earlier there's already a Mishnah that says, actually later, but later in that parak, shochan aleha oif kosher, ola aleha zachar pasul. The etzim fact that a zachar was born the para already makes it pasul. That's already ola aleha. So what are you clearing if it's muberes, if it's pasul? It's pasul anyways. Because of Allah la Zachar, and there's a lot of different terutzim to that. Abitaisis brings in Baba Metziah and Eila Metziah, Staflamet, and the Rash also brings, the Rash Afanor and the Mishnais, they both bring from one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchok Misimpunta, one of the Bali Atoisis. And the Ri Misimpunta says, Amari de Gazach, he says, Avada, Vibalt Allah Allah Zachar is Puzzle, so Avada, the Muberis is already Puzzle because of the Allah la Zachar. Yeah, it wasn't Ivri Bambatia, yeah? But what's the Pshat? Paramuberis means the Vlad is Puzzle. If you bought the Uber, it's possible because it wasn't Parah, it was Egla, it was Uber. Dosh state that he holds it's Li'ikuva, that when you buy an Uber, it's even Li'ikuva, that it's not kosher afterwards. Now, it's a big noise that on one hand, the Gemara says that Paraduma is a carbon. Chatos kari rachmana. And the Gemara says that Lagabi various dinam and has a din of chatos, it has a din of carbon. On the other hand, there is Kedushas Bedek Abayis, and there's big raid in there. Rav Chaim talks about it already. That Mitchil it starts off because it's not a regular carbon. You're not makar on Zbeach. You burn it Bechal and Harazesim. It's a whole separate parsha and a tzur of how it's done and how it's prepared. But for certain elements, it has a din Kedushas carbon. Chatos Kari Rachmana, for certain things, not. There's an interesting diet, though. The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah, Shver Maisa, the Rambam says, a paraduma has Me'ilah. If you nana from it, there's Me'ilah in a paraduma. Mishahukdasha. From the time you makdish it as a parah aduma until it becomes efer. Once it's efer, it's nasim, it's vasan. And then the Rambam adds, even though it's kachi bedek habayis, still there's me'ila, because chatas kari rachmana. So, bavus the pelech, as if Mishnah already tells, there's me'ila and bedek habayis also. Okay. Shlomim doesn't have me'ila. We'll talk about that. Kachin kan, remember. Kachin has me'ila. Bedek habayis also there's me'ila. So, what's the Rambam saying with the hispilus? There's me'ila and a parah. From the time you makdish it till it's Afer, even though it's only Bedek HaBayis, no, but it's also Chattas Kari Rachman. Like we said, it's a balance. On one hand, it's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, on the other hand, it's also called Chattas. It's Taka true. A Parah is a very double identity aspect. And for some Inyanim, it's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. For some, it's Kedushas Mizbeach Chattas Kari Rachman. I know. But when the Rambam is speaking out that there's Me'ila, why does, in fact, because the Mishnah, everyone's asking, why does he have to say, Afal Pishi Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, of Chattas Kari Rachman? There's a lot of Torah, there's a whole Arichas Rav Chaim and Sev, he says, if it would be Me'ilah as Bedek HaBayis, then there would be Me'ilah even after it became Afer. Because as Bedek HaBayis Shaboy, until you actually do Hazoya and use it for its purpose, it would still have Me'ilah. The Rambam says the minute it has Nasa Ether, it's ois. Why? Nasa Mitzvos. That's only true because it has Kedushas Mizbeach. Why? Because Chafas Kari Rachmana. Mamash, as a headline, we spoke out this Nakuda. The Mishnah says in Parah, fascinating Zach, that there used to be Metame, the Koyan that was Misasik in the Parah Duma. Because we know that Faker Dafka, the Koyan that Soyrif the Parah, he, Dafka, is now going to become Tomei. But they would even be Metamehim before, and they wanted to be Metamehim, and they left him as a Tful Yoim. And this was Lahoitzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim, that they held that it's not Nasa B'Tful Yoim. We wanted to show them that no, it's Nasa B'Tful Yoim. Now, people have this misconception, it's a big chiddush, but it's always Meduyik and the Rambam there in Pirush Mishnayos and Parah. Pashtus, you learned that Lulei, this in the Inyan that you wanted to show that it's Nasa B'Tful Yoim, you would have used the guy that was never Tomei. No. For sure you want to be Metame someone, because someone that was Tomei and became Tahar is more Tahar than someone who was never Tomei. It was Malami Tomosi, Olam Tomosi is better. No, Beseder, get a guy that was Tomei that already was totally, yesterday was already a Tavol. No, for the Lahoitzim, we didn't just Lahoitzim, and we left him a Tful Yoim. Over the idea that we use someone who was Nitma and Nitar, that's a basic in the concept of Paraduma. Now again, to start the parsha again, it says Zois Chukas Atoira. The Targum says Dog Zera Oiraisa. It's brought down in the Shibuli Haleket that there's an Indian. The Magen Avraham brings this Lahalocha in Simin Tovkuf Pei. I think we spoke about it the other week also. That Simin Tovkuf Pei is a Simin that talks about Tanesim. We talked about Chav Siva. The Magen Avraham brings it. We talked about that. There's Yud Zayin El is a Tzoyin for the Meraglim. But another Inyan, again, not Baruch Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham brings over there in Simitov Kofpei, there's an Inyan to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas because of an event that happened on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. It actually happened, it was Test Tammuz that year. That year it had been Test Tammuz. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. This year it's Dalet Tammuz that comes out. But that year it came at Test Tammuz. But the Kaveya, yeah, in America is... But in Yoim Shishi, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, it was in the year Chamesha Salofim. Pei. It was in the year 1244. There was a Sreifa Satalmud. It was in France, and they burnt 24 kronos of Sifrei Talmud. It's famous. It's a Dover Nifla Apella. What happened 40 days before the Yidden had burnt the Sefer Mer Nevuchim of the Rambam, they were roid of him, and they burnt the Sefer Mer Nevuchim, and it was Nisarvu, the ashes of the Mer Nevuchim, that 40 days earlier they had burnt with the Sreifas HaTalmud. It was a Gevaldik Gzera. The emes is, what had happened was, Mamash Bektsara, the story, there was the King of France, Ludwig IX, if you're keeping track, in 1244, he made a vikuach with the church and the Neutrim against the Sar Mikutzi and Rabbi Chilni Paris and other Bali Atoisvis. And they won the debate. Rabbi Chil ben Paris won the debate, but that's not how it works when Ludwig IX is in charge, and therefore they burnt its Talmud. Rabbi Chilni Paris went and moved to Eretz Yisrael. He opened the yeshiva in Akko, and he actually there was a whole pulmus that in those years they wanted to stop being makrov karbonis. He had a big machloikis with Ashtaroy HaParchi, which is not just a street in Geula, it's also a name of a sefer of one of the Gedolei Rishonim that lived then. And they had a shaila of whether they're allowed to start bringing karbonis and Eretz Yisrael there. But this idea that there was Sreifas HaTalmud, it came out as a baskol, and they said, it's in it to fast. Why? Sois chukas HaTorah, dog gezeris oiraisa. Now, there's a Ramchal that writes that be'emes, this concept that there was gezera of Sreifas Svarim happened a few other times. It happened in Italy in the 1700s. It happened again in Poland in the times of Yaakov Emden in the late 1700s. He explains that Be'emes, the Inyan of Sreifas Parah is a certain Bechina of the way to bring the Tahara is that something has to get burnt. It's either the Parah, and if we don't know the basic language, it's the Torah itself. And the way not is that a person should be Meimis Atzmai Aleha, but when a person is not Meimis Atzmai Aleha enough, so then it has to come, the Tzura, how it has to happen is that there's a Dog Zeres Eraisa. It's a deep concept. And the Eibishter should take us already out of the Golus. But that's an interesting Nakuda to be Mizbayin and to realize what's going on. Now, Parah Aduma, we already brought the idea that it's Mechaper on the Chet Egel, and Rashi brings this from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. And it's a Pella because we say that Paradum is a Choyk. We don't understand it. Moshe Adarshan does understand it. So Kipshuta, you have to realize there's Tzvei Dinim over here in the Parah. We said already, there's Bede Kabayis and Kedushas Mizbeach, but I'm talking about something else. There's the aspect that Paradum is Mechaper, and the aspect that the Paradum is Metaher, Metaher Tmei, Metami Tahirim, that's the Choyk. But the etzim fact that it's Mechaper is maybe not a Choyk, maybe has Havana. Although the Chanukah Satoira says that's also a Choyk. Because it says in the Piyut, we say on Parashas and Shabbos Parah, Mimara Chuka Gozra. Paraduma was already given in Mara. Now that's a prela because Mara was before Cheta Egel. How could you tell me that Paraduma is Mechaper on the Cheta Egel? The Paraduma was given already in Mara. Yeah. Das Eichet Verstehst du nicht. Mimara Chuka Gozra. There was already a Choyk from Mara. Where's the remez that it was already given in Mara? The emes is, it says, Sham Sam Loi Choyk Umishpat. Sham is Gematria Paraduma. The emes is, it depends if you spell Paraduma with a vav or without a vav. The aduma, the para is for sure without a vav. But paraduma without a vav is Gematria Purim, which is Venahapichu, Metami Tahirim, Metahar Tamei. And paraduma with a vav, Mole, is Gematria Sham or Mechaper. And that's by Mora, it was given Sham, Sam, Loi, Chayko Mishpat. But the emes is, it's even tiefer. The reason why Moshe Adarshan is able to explain that the paraduma is Mechaper is Gufa because it's Chayk. When a Yid is mekabel and understands as a farshteit nisht, then he's mechaper on Chet Egel. Because the whole mahus, without going into the Alarichas Dvarim of it, but the whole mahus of Chet Egel was that they thought and they wanted to understand on their own, and kizem moishe sheinenu, and they have this idea and they're going to make an Egel, and they have a tochnit, they have a plan, a man with a plan. No, it's nisht azoy. A Yid farshteit nisht. Meda farshtein as me farshteit nisht. And when me farshteit as me farshteit nisht, that's mechaper. That's mechaper on Chet Egel. Rabbi Chanan Chenech Alexander, one of the Gedolei Admir Chassidus from 100 years ago, 150 years ago, he said, to tie this up, he brought a Maisa, which either happened or not, that again, there was a Vikuach with one of the bishops against one of the Yidden, and they had to have a pulmus about the Amitus of their Mahalach. And they were supposed to ask each other questions. And there was a Pashtiyy that said, let me represent. Instead of sending one of the Gedolim, let me represent. And he went and he asked him, each one had to ask each other a question. They asked the bishop, what's the taich? So the bishop said, in Polish or whatever the language it was. So they said, okay, you lost. And they hung him in the whole ganze mice. So they said, how did you have this Ilushkai to ask this question? He says, I'll tell you. I always want to know what's an Eichel Yadati. I asked my chaver and he said, no, he doesn't know. I asked the Rav of the Shul, he doesn't know. The big Godel once came to visit the town a few years ago. I asked him, and he said he doesn't know. I said, if all these people didn't know, Mestama, the bishop also doesn't know. Sashayna Maisa, but the Taich is, what he wanted to take out of it is, as mefarshteit nisht, that's the Yisoy. But the emes is a very important Zach. This is true by Bein Adam Lemokoyim. In Bein Adam Lechaveiroi is mamish nisht azoy. Amoyer de gazach. Vayoymer Bilom, next week's parsha, right? Vayomer Bilom el Malach Hashem Chotosi ki lo yodati. Yeah, that's what's not pesedir. In Ben Odom Achaveri, you can't say Chmachzis Vishlik. No, Gibachten, Gebe Cook, see what the other guy's doing. Don't say, I don't see you I don't see you. No, in Ben Odom Achaveri, a person has to, yes, see the other person. But in Ben Odom Lamokoyim, a person goes to with the Mahalach of his Fachsteinisht. The emes is, in Mara, there's a stira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the pastor says that in Mara, Shabbos, Kibbut Av, and Dinim. But Rashi brings it with Shabbos, Para, Aduma, and Dinim. There are those that want to say it was a typo. It said Chof Aleph, Kibbut Av, and someone switched it to a Pei. And then another Chacham switched it to Para, Aduma. Could be, but the emes is, Rashi in Mishpatim says both. There's a stira. In Bishalach, Rashi says that in Mora they were given Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. In Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says both. Shabbos, Kibbutz Av, Ein, Paraduma, and Dinim. And we said already, Ken Zayin, it's both. If you'll even say, Kibbutz Av is the ultimate mitzvah sichli, Paraduma is the ultimate mitzvah of Choyk. And the whole kivun is that we're makabel on everything. Even the Kibbutz Av by us is Choyk. Okay, so it has to be a paraduma. That's Asher Ein Bamum Asher Loy Allah Aleha Oil. There's a famous verse from the Chayzim of Lublin. He says, someone that thinks that he's Ein Bamum and he thinks he's perfect, So it's Asher Loi Ola Oil Fakert. He hasn't even reached the Miftan, even the beginning of Kabbalah's oil, to realize that maybe he does have things to fix up. Okay, so there's a say that we said that the paradum starts as bedekabayis, then you shecht it. V'shachat oisel lefonov. The Targum Yoinison says v'shachat oisel lefonov v'yivdike betimnis rei treifon. You should check all 18 different oifanim of whether it's a treifa. You have to make sure it's not a treifa. And the emphasis this Targum Yoinison is a pella. The yedua dike gemara in chul and dafir aleph. The gemara says minolan daslinan basar roiv, and the gemara looks for various many makairis that you go basar roiv. One of them is from Paraduma, because it says you shech the Paraduma Shlema, and then you burn it Shlema, you don't open it up. How do you know it's not a treifa? Must be that you say Machan Roiv. Roiv Behemoth aren't treifa. As I talk to Gemara, the Shakab Atarim, the Gemara. Like this Targum Yoinison state that you did check it. And how did you check it? So there's a Vart I saw brought down. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings it from the Rav Chaim Berlin. He says that Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis that in the Midbar the Anani HaKavod had a koyach that you were able to see in a chavis ma yesh bifnim, meaning X-ray vision. The Anani HaKavod had this rentgen koyach of being able to see what was inside, so you were able to check the para, even though you were soyer for shlema. There's still in the para of Moshe you were able to take it biboidik if it was a treif or not, which is interesting because the Chareb is manazeh, the oilam is still noyeg. I mean, there are yidden. Choshev Yidden that don't eat any milk, they're worried about Chshas Treifa. But Roiv Adoylam is noyig to Saimach that Roiv Behemoth ain't Treifa and they'll drink milk. Although the truth is, why you're allowed to rely on Roiv? Because Manazeh, nowadays with technology, you can do a cow scan and check in advance before the cow scan, the MRI, plays different things. You put the cow into the cow scan and you're able to see if it's a Treifa. And you shouldn't be allowed to rely on Roiv. It would be very expensive every time if you want to drink milk. I mean, even before, if you want to drink milk, every time you want to drink the milk, milk the cow, then shecht it, check if it's a treifa, then drink the milk. I don't know if that's called ikalavruri of a cow scan. If some, why taka not? I'm not coming to Paskin or my Rishayla, just, you know, interesting. Now, in the Gedarim of Tumas Meis, when something is Tumei Meis, so different than other Tumis, besides being Toivu, you have to also be Maze from Efer of Paraduma, B'yayim HaShlishu, B'yayim HaShvi. That's a chelik of the process. The problem is, there's a concept of Mitahir Tumeim and Mitamit Tahirim. So there's a whole shayla, it's a complex sugya. I'll give up, again, it's a team of the topic over here. There's an interesting shaila. If a person is suffic tamei meis, so okay, you have to know if it happened b'rishas rab, b'rishas yochid, the gedarim. Naniach, a person is in a matzav of suffic tamei meis. What should he do if you're going to be mazan in eifer paraduma? It's not going to be so helpful because if he was tahar, so now he's tamei. If he was tamei, now he's tahar, but he's exactly in the same status he was before. He's suffic. What is there a solution? So there's an einfal. It's a sugi in chagiga, sugi in para. You take a kli godol that's vadei tamei, and you take a kli katon that's tahar, and then this fellow who's suffic touches the kli tamei. What's the kli tamei now? Suffic. Put the kli katon into the kli godol and be toivel both. There's a concept when you toivel a big kli which has a small kli inside, the kli godol that's outside could only be nitar from tevila if there's something in it. If the thing that's in it also was getting mitahir, then it's migu that it's mitahir, the inside kli, it's mitahir, the outside kli. That's the klal. Migu denachti. So, hagufa. Since, if he was tahar, so the kli tamei, the kli katan is tahar, and then you're not able to be mitahir, the kli gadol is tamei. So put efer now into that kli gadol. And now, mimonavshach, if he was tahar, so he's not, nothing's getting stared because it's not real efer paraduma, because it was put into a kli tamei. But if he was taketame, so the klikotin became tame. When you were toivel the klikotin with the klikotin together, the klikotin got tahar. And now he was tame, but now he's able to be nitar from the efer para aduma. That was a little quick. I'll have to go back to that. Oy eshna. Now, there's another idea that we learn out. Cherev. Cherev hareyu kechalal. There's an idea that a cherev has, b'derech klal, when things have tumah, it goes down a level. Over cherev, hareo kechalal. It's a big machlekes b'shanim if cherev means only a sword or any kli matches, or could be like the Rambam, even other kelim except for kli cheres. Interesting, that's the Rambam sheet of the Pashtas. But cherev doesn't go down a daraga. The hainu, a mace, which is a via voice, if it touches a cherev, instead of the cherev going down to the level of av, what's the cherev? An avia voice as well. And if a cherev touches something that's an avatuma of mace, the cherev is av. And if the cherev touches something that's a rishayin, so that's a big machlokes rishayin in the Rashi and Chulin Abayz, Rabbi Nachman, big tuma. Why? A rishayin is only adam the kalim, and a rishayin will only make food into a sheni. An adam and a kli won't become a sheni. What's the din if a rishayin touches a cherev? Does the cherev become a rishayin? On one hand, yeah, why not? Kalim can't become sheni, but here it's going to be a rishayin. On the other hand, no, it's a yisoid that Rishon is not metame kalim. Hengzich, Rishon is not metame kalim, even if it's a cherev. Only Av is metame kalim. Will a Rishon make a cherev into a Rishon as the din of cherev kechalal, or it won't be metame bechalal? It's a big machlekes Rishon. We'll move on to it. State in the Pasuk, Oichet Zois HaToira, it doesn't say Zois Chukas HaPara, Zois Chukas HaToira. We learn that from here, Taka Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil, a person is supposed to be Mamis Atzmai Ba'oholi Shal Torah, and that's the only way Taka to be Koine Torah. If a person does it with his Am Sirus Nefesh, with his Ibegeben Kite. I saw an interesting pshat from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. He said, it says, Zoysa Torah, Shartziva Hashem Leimar, what's the way that a person should make Taka the Torah should be Chokuk Beliboy, that he should remember it and it should become part of him? So he says, Zois is Rosh HaTevis, Zois Al Tishgach. Zechor al tishkach. How does a person remember? How does he remain a kibble for the Torah that it should remain? Three things. Asher tziva. So he says tziva is gematria 101, alluding to the famous Gemara in Chagiga of Einei Doim and Mishashoyin and Pirkei Meyapam and Lemeyapam of the Echad. The difference in gematria between Shochach and Zochar is 101. The difference between Shochach 328 and Zochar 227 is 101. Without a koil, gunoi punkt. If we'll be off by one, it would defeat the whole purpose of the Vart. This gematria can't be off by one. Shachach and Zachar, the Hevdel is 101. So Zois, Zachar al Tishkach, how? The Eretz Tzach is Asher Tziva. Tziva is 101. Hashem, that a person should always be Mitzayer, Shmoy, Shem Havai in front of him. And Lamar is to learn with a Koil Ram, not to learn Shtila Heit, Fashlof and Heit. Those are three Eifanim, he says that's Mechazah. But there's another Nakuda that says, Adam Ki Yomas Va'oyel, that the Torah is only Chal on someone that's Memes Atzmai. There's a different pshat in what it means, Memes Atzmai. One famous mushal, so brought down, is that if a person, Lu Yitzuyer, after he was already Nifter, and he goes up to Roilam Emes, and they're being Shoikel, the Peles Maznaim, exactly how much he accomplished, what, when, where, and they give him this opportunity, he can go back to Roilam Hazeh, for one day. If he would come back for that one day, he wouldn't patchke it away with Beina Storim, Beina Zman, and Beina Chveis. It would be Mamish Kol Kuloi. He would be Memes Atzma Yoleh. You have a Migu. You're alive, and you didn't go upstairs yet, and they're sending you back for one day. So you have that Migu. The Chafetz Chaim writes, a person should always, when he's sitting in front of the Gemara, be Margish, as if this is the only day he has to live. This is the only Masechta and the Daf that he has to learn. And he's the only Yid in the Olam Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Baruch Shalom is waiting to hear. There's no one else in the world. There's no other Daf, and there's no other person. And he has only one day. That's the taich of Memes Atzmei Alev. There's another Nakud. The person has to talk to be Margish, that Kiyem Chayenu, that he's dying for it. Beliza Ein Loi Chayim. Right? The famous word of Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem. Everyone asks for Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chai. Yeah, I can bet on this. But it has to be Achas Sha'alti. That's the only thing that you want. When a person is talking Azad Darga, that he's Margish, that this is he feels he's drowning without that, that's how he's Mekayim the Adam Ki Yomas Ba'ayel. On the other hand, there's another Maimer Chazal. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Lo'olam al gimn Adam Atzma Midibrei Torah Afilu B'Shas Misa. Shenemer Zoysa Torah Adam Ki Yomas Ba'ayel Afilu B'Shas Misa Te'ayse B'Torah, that a person is supposed to learn Torah B'chol Yomav Afilu B'Yoy Moisa. It's a Bazun D'Razach that a person, we spoke about it the other week also, that a person starts off his Limud HaTorah as a katan with Shema Yisrael, and he's mashlimit with Shema Yisrael. That's the inyan that a person is ki yomos ba'oil, that he's able to ashrei mi she nichnas v'yotza with one ritzifus of Memes atzme baholi shel Torah. It should take be achashalti me'es Hashem. Kipshutai. She'mizaychah.